Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to Ask Pat, episode 642. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Matt. And if you're starting a podcast or starting really any business online, this will be very helpful. And real quick, today I'd like to tell you about today's sponsor, which is designcrowd.com. That's designcrowd.com. Designcrowd.com helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource, or what's called crowdsource, custom graphic, logo, and web design from designers all around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from over 100 countries ready to help you with any creative and design projects you might have. So check out designcrowd.com to learn more and get started at designcrowd.com/askpat for a special VIP offer just for our listeners. Again, that's designcrowd.com/askpat. Here we go. Here's today's question from Matt.
Hi, Pat. My name is Matt Asaro, and I'm a 24-year-old graduate student from New York. So I'm starting my own podcast, site, and blog. And one of the things that's frustrating me is how some of the various aspects of this process are costing me more money than I expected. A lot of the process is free, such as your awesome podcast tutorial, but several things such as the microphones, web hosting subscription, website design, all cost some money. Now, I want my podcast to sound and be very professional. So my question to you is, what are the absolute musts that I should pay for? Specifically, should I pay to have a professional intro voice and music to go along with my podcast? Thanks so much for all you do, Pat. Bye.
Hey, what's up, Matt? Thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. Congrats on the upcoming biz that you are starting. Now, when it comes to your podcast specifically, it sounds like you are having your podcast be one of the main focuses here, which is really cool. So we'll start with that. There are a lot of things you could buy, of course. And yes, a lot of those things can improve the quality of what you're doing. But in terms of must-haves, and I think that's a great way to phrase it, in terms of just getting something up that's going to be worth listening to, that's not going to sound bad, that will allow you to deliver the content that you need to deliver for your audience in order for you to grow and get exposure and get customers down the road, the must-haves are as follows. I'm just going to list them out for you. So number one, you need, even though you're starting a podcast, you still need to have a website. And so you need to sign up with a hosting company. I recommend Bluehost to start out, and that will put you on a shared hosting service. They do offer other services too, like VPS or virtual private servers and dedicated servers, but you don't need to start there. If you're just starting out, get a shared hosting service. If you go through my link, which is smartpassiveincome.com/Bluehost, you'll get a discounted price on your monthly hosting payment. You will have to pay annually, though. I don't believe they take monthly payments, but you get that discount, and I believe that'll cost you around $50 annually. Now, of course, you could sign up for more years and save more money that way. But again, that's $50 for a website that will be reliable and allow you to host your podcast. Now, that being said, your media files, the audio, the MP3 files that you create with your podcast, those don't get hosted or should not be hosted on your website host. You leave the website host for your website-related things. You have to get a podcasting or audio or media host to host your audio files. That way, when people play your podcast, you're not slowing down your website because it's pulling those audio files from that media host. The one I would recommend to start out with, I mean, there's a bunch. I would recommend Buzzsprout or Libsyn. Libsyn's great. For $5 a month starting out, you can work with them. So $5. So again, so 50 plus five, so you're at $55 for now for starting a podcast. Now, like you mentioned earlier, you mentioned a microphone, and there are a number of different microphones that you can get. I would actually recommend checking out podcastingtutorial.com. That's free. That's my own tutorial that has helped thousands of people start their podcast. In video number one of six there that walk you through the entire process of getting your podcast up, that actually walks you through the different microphones. Now, just to fly to the end there, the one that I would recommend actually for those of you just starting out, those of you especially on a budget, I would recommend the Audio-Technica ATR-2100. So that's the Audio-Technica ATR-2100, and that'll run you, at least at this point in time, $79 on Amazon. So we're at a total of what? So 50 and then 5, so that's 55 plus about 80 bucks. So $135 is really what you're going to be paying right now. And that'll give you the website host, the podcasting host, and the microphone. And that's really all you need to get started with a podcast. In terms of recording software, you could use Audacity, and that is completely free. You can download that online. Or you can use GarageBand if you have a Mac. That's, again, included with a lot of people's Macs, so you don't need to pay for that. The only other thing I can imagine paying for would be a website design, which is obviously very important. Once you install WordPress, which is the blogging platform that allows you to create a lot of different looks on your website, and you could potentially customize it down the road, but I wouldn't worry about customizing it. You could look up thousands of different themes that work for you and your niche and whatever it is you're trying to do on many different kinds of websites. There are some amazing options over at studiopress.com. There's also themeforest.net and woothemes, woothemes.com. And for maybe 50 to 80 bucks, you could grab a nice theme that will immediately change the look of your website for you to then create content on, and it'll look very professional. So let's see, 135 plus, let's just round that in terms of the theme to 200. So an additional 65 there. So you're looking at 200 bucks right now, which to start your own radio show, essentially, I mean, this is more powerful than a radio show. You know, it's a podcast. People could subscribe to it. It's evergreen. And it's just amazing. 200 bucks. I mean, imagine starting a complete studio in your home or creating a radio channel. I mean, how much that would cost? I mean, for 200 bucks, you're all set. Now, if you want to stand out a little bit more, you can put a little bit more money in with a site like audiojungle.com. I think it's audiojungle.com or even istockphoto.com. They have some audio files that you can download too, royalty free, which is important. You can then incorporate that into your podcast in an intro, just use GarageBand or Audacity to edit them and make them fade in and out nicely. And you can just use your own voice to voice over it in the beginning. I mean, you don't need to spend money on a voiceover right away. However, that being said, you could also check out Fiverr.com, F-I-V-E-R-R.com. And I've had mixed success on that site, but with things like voiceovers, you can find a lot of people who actually will read a couple lines for you and make them sound great. And you can take those files that they give you, plop them right on top of your intro music, and then boom, you've got a podcast going. And yeah, so again, go to podcastingtutorial.com. It'll give you all the steps and everything in between I just mentioned after you get all these things. But, you know, so we're looking $220 to get a podcast started. And that is with great audio quality and professional sounding music and an intro. Not even necessary, really. Some people don't even have professional music or a voiceover or anything like that. But you do need a website. And then I guess I would also recommend that once you get started, once you start building an audience, and even hopefully beforehand, if you can afford it, I would absolutely work with something like ConvertKit, which is an email service provider. That way, when you have people who listen to your show, they can come back to your website and sign up to your email list, and then you can contact them every time an episode comes out or a new blog post or when you have a promotion or something that you want to recommend as an affiliate. Email list, man, by far that was the biggest mistake I made when I started, was not starting my email list sooner. So my affiliate link for ConvertKit is smartpassiveincome.com or askpat.com/ConvertKit. Either one of those will work. So Matt, I hope that answers your question. It can get very expensive very easily, but if you just go with the necessary items at first, you're going to find that you're going to have some great quality stuff and you can save that money or use it elsewhere. You know, grab a ticket to an event, meet people at Podcast Movement, which is happening literally as we speak right now when this audio file goes live. So I just want to make sure I mentioned that there. But meeting people in person is by far one of the things that I feel where money could be best spent, because you never know that next relationship that you build could be the one that actually gives you what you need to move forward, or gives you that person that gives you that advice that you need, or that connection, or that phone number. You never know. And if I can go back in the time and change one thing, it would be, Pat, I wish I could just talk to more people, get over being shy, and make as many relationships as possible. So, Matt, a lot of information there, but hopefully that helps you, and hopefully I've been able to lay that down for you quite nicely. And for everybody else out there listening, thank you. Matt, I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. All you have to do is just sit back and Jessica will email you in the next couple weeks or so we can collect your information and send that over to you. Thanks again for your question. And thanks to everybody else out there who's asking questions. Seriously, this show wouldn't exist without you. I appreciate you so much. And yeah. Now, as always, I love to end with a quote. And today's quote comes from Avinash Kaushik. Content is anything that adds value to the reader's life. Shouldn't all content be that way? Add value in some way? I mean, wouldn't it be considered a waste of time? So hopefully all of the content that you're coming out with is providing value to a reader's life or a listener's life or a viewer's life. So yeah, thanks so much. I appreciate you. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye now. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now you might've noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.